talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was from U2, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 30th through February 1st. And we organized the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's happening at Patriots Point. And for the first time, we'll be visiting Mount Pleasant for the Charleston Home and Design Show, and also the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, which we'll talk about in a minute. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with home builder Benjamin Connor with Connor 3 Home Builders. Also, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and Carolina Machine Finishing is the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, happening Friday, January 30th, and tickets are on sale now. Early bird, get the early bird pricing before the tickets go up. Also, Mary Gerard with Better by Design. Well, I did want to take a couple of moments to talk about the Charleston Home and Design Show. As I mentioned, it's happening January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. There'll be free admission on Friday. We're bringing that back. Also, free parking all weekend. When you come into the show, we're going to give you a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're going to be offering free design consultations with local interior designers, and it's just going to be a great show. Come for the ideas and leave with a plan. And the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show are Advanced Window Fashions, Blue Haven Pools, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, Charlestown Plumbing, Coastal Stone Flooring, Crosby Creations Home Designs, Goose Creek Heating and Air and Plumbing, Shelf Genie, Sparkle Squad of Charleston, and Your Next Door. So we've got a lot of really top-notch sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And there's a party. We have an industry party going on Friday evening from 6 to 9. And that is, we've got free admission on Friday until 6 o'clock. And then if you wanted to attend the party, tickets are only $20 for that. And we're offering free beer and wine and catered food. And the industry party is sponsored by Carolina Energy Conservation. Well, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, I wanted to mention the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, which is happening in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show. That The home tour is happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 to 5 p.m. to benefit the Charleston Home Builders Association. And we've got an exceptional lineup of 7 amazing custom homes. They're all private residences in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and on Isle of Palms. They're going to be opening up their doors to the public for 6 hours only. And one of the 7 homes is includes the newly rebuilt custom home on Breach Inlet, the site of the former Wedding Cake House, which you may be familiar with. It was a round house that was sort of shaped like a wedding cake, with a you know, bigger section on the ground floor, and then a smaller round section above it, and so on. But that home had some damages from Hugo. It's being rebuilt. It has been rebuilt, and that will be one of the houses open on the tour. It was built by Arnett Custom Homes. The other builders involved with the home tour are Alka Construction, Arnett Custom Homes, as I mentioned, The Biggers Company, Diamond Building Corporation, Generation Homes, Hunter Quinn Homes, and the Oakmont Group. And if you, as I mentioned, we have early bird tickets going that are on sale right now for only $50 per person. So get those before the prices go up. Great Christmas gift for everyone. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with General Contractor Benjamin Connor with Connor 3 Home Builders. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm doing great.
Good. Benjamin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Connor 3 Home Builders.
Well, Connor 3 Home Builders is a local family-owned business. I grew up here doing construction from a very young age, and quickly found out as my business moved forward that I was really good at not just the labor, but kind of controlling the whole job. And a lot of my clients kept asking me to do this and do that. And so we've kind of added different trades as we go, and providing some of the major trades ourselves in-house kind of sets us apart from a lot of our competitors in the area.
Yeah. What does Connor 3 stand for? What does the 3 stand for?
So I'm the third and also third generation carpenter. So I kind of went with Connor 3 and third generation being my slogan, to showcase how long I've been in the business and the amount of experience we have.
So how old were you when you visited your first job site?
My first job was 8 years old. My dad would give me $20 to get out and clean up the job site. And then I did that every summer and weekends, and from the time I was 8 years old and on holiday breaks, and I loved it. I loved the grind, and I've been doing it ever since.
So you knew from an early age that you wanted to become a general contractor?
Yes, sir. Very early on, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Is there any other family members still involved with Connor 3 Home Builders?
Yes, so my fiance runs all the books in the office, and my dad works with me as a project manager now, and my brother works with me on one of the crews. So yeah, there's lots of family involved.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, you mentioned that Connor 3 Home Builders, you have some of your some of the trades you keep in house, and that's a little bit different from most general contractors who hire out different subcontractors for different parts of the work. What trades does Connor 3 Home Builders handle inside for yourself rather than having to sub it out?
Yes, having these trades in house, you know, cuts out a lot of other people being involved and kind of brings the amount of managers involved to a slim number. And so we do most of the major trades, starting with foundation, framing, exterior siding, roofing, tile and stone, stucco, and interior trim, all in-house.
Gotcha. All right. And if any, I'm sure some of our listeners can identify with this. There have been occasions where the homeowners will visit the job site and they expect there to be, you know, a lot of progress between the last time they visited the job site and now and then they realize there's, you know, it doesn't look like anything has been done, and you know, sometimes the trades, those subcontractors, you know, they might decide to go hunting for a week or so, or go down to Daytona or something, and it can mess up a home builder's schedule when something like that happens, right?
Yes, sir. So they're going on vacation, or they're just moved on to another job and not doing their scheduling quite as well as it can be done, and having those trades in house, I can move them around however I need them to be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Does Connor 3 Home Builders, do you folks, do new construction or renovations?
So I started out small in the labor, so, and moved up to a contractor, and I've held on to that with our trades in house. So we don't turn down anything. We'll do a small repair, a remodel, and new construction.
Okay.
Anything resident.
Gotcha. What would you say is like the perfect customer, the perfect homeowner for Connor 3 Home Builders?
Anyone with a residential home is a perfect customer for us. We'll take it all. We like to, be there for our customers in any way they need us.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Can you think of, any particular projects, around the Charleston area that you're particularly proud of that, Connor 3 Home Builders has worked on?
Well, one we're really proud of is we recently did the new upfit for the O'Brien's Bar and Grill in Ion. And we do some light custom commercial like that, but mostly residential. We have several we've done on Isle of Palms and lots of them in Mount Pleasant and the other surrounding islands. So we're kind of everywhere, and we don't shy away from anywhere in the Tri-County area.
Okay. So Connor 3 Home Builders, you folks, geographically, you will serve homeowners, in Charleston, Berkeley, and Dorchester counties then?
Yes, sir. We'll go there as well.
All right. Good deal. And, so if someone was interested in, putting on an addition or remodeling their kitchen or bath, that's something that they could call Connor 3 Home Builders for?
Definitely.
Gotcha.
We'll do, like I said, we'll do a small repair. We'll hang a couple new doors for them or paint a room, or we'll do a large addition onto the half their house.
Sure. Sure. And new construction and renovation work is they're both different, very unique. Does Connor 3 Home Builders, do you prefer new construction versus renovations?
We do a lot of that. We love them both. You know, the Charleston area is running out of dirt, so there's a lot more remodels and additions going on than new construction, but we like it all.
How do you handle the inevitable surprise that pops up when you're renovating a house, and you know, you start to get into the walls and realize there's termite damage or something unexpected, and you have to how do you handle that with the homeowner?
Well, we're very good at communicating, so throughout any size project, we will be communicating with the homeowners through each trade as we go. Any problems that come up, you know, we schedule meetings, walk through, talk about it, decide how we're going to tackle the problem.
Gotcha. And does Connor 3 Home Builders, if someone has some house plans all ready to go, I'm sure that's not a problem for Conifer home builders. What if someone doesn't have an architect or someone to draw the plans?
We have architects and engineers that work with us from the beginning for a design build type situation, or we can work off with their architect and engineers.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Conner 3 Home Builders?
They can visit us at Conner3HomeBuilders.com, and we have a section on there where they can fill out information and get directly in touch with me. And then we set up a meeting and talk about their dream.
And what's the is it Conner the number 3 or how is the website how do you what's
yes it would be Conner more like a Roman numeral 3 III
okay
homebuilders.com
okay Conner III and Conner is C O N N E R Conner
yes sir
Conner 3 homebuilders.com. And you can always find Conner 3 Home Builders within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with home builder Benjamin Conner with Conner 3 Home Builders. Thanks so much, Benjamin.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Rick Jackson, a dear, dear friend of mine and Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a man I call my brother. With Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I am doing very well, Brother Tim. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
You bet. We are very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and that's happening on Friday, January 30th. As part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is also taking place January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point. And this is our first visit to Mount Pleasant with the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we thought it would be a great idea because there's so many beautiful custom homes being constructed east of the Cooper. And for some of the newbies to the Charleston area, East Cooper entails Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And when I was a newbie back in 1990, I remember asking Linda Page, a former mayor of Mount Pleasant. She had an amazing retail store, sold antiques and so forth, called Page's Thieves Market, right on the way, Ben Sawyer Boulevard, on the way out to Sullivan's Island. I asked Linda, what is East Cooper? You say East Cooper, what does that mean? And she educated me, the Yankee, that it meant everything east of the Cooper River. And so just to let people know, make them aware of what East Cooper means. And so the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, that's taking place on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. into 5 p.m. And tickets are available right now on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We have pre-sale tickets for $50 each, and you will be able to tour about seven custom-built homes. And speaking of custom-built homes, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, your company works a lot with custom builders, and we're so thankful that you decided to become the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Tell our listeners how Carolina Machine Finishing services custom builders and your products that end up being installed in custom homes east of the Cooper and all over the Charleston area.
Yes, well, I'm happy to do that, Tim. We're proud to serve that East Cooper market, although we obviously serve the entire state of South Carolina, but the East Cooper market is a high-end, custom home market. Obviously, you mentioned Mount Pleasant, Old Village, and surrounding areas, Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Daniel Island also falls in that category. Mm-hmm. And we've been privileged to, I think, our very first custom home project went to the Isle of Palms. Some 26 plus years ago. And it is a very unique, high quality custom home market there. And our product dovetails nicely into those custom home builders who are providing quality products for quality minded people, is what we've always said. It's where people are looking for a product, you know, for their exterior package on their home, their exterior siding, their trim, decking, porch railing, where they're wanting to reduce maintenance. We give them an opportunity to be able for the builder to be able to provide that end user, that client, with a product that lasts longer. Most of our products, even on a wood product, will last four times longer than it would if it wasn't pre-coated. But the same applies to interior trim products. So it's been a great working relationship, working with and getting to know so many high-end quality custom builders servicing both the East Cooper market and, you know, West Ashley, you know, Kiowa, Seabrook, all those parts as well. That's where you'll find all of our product utilized.
Well, tell our listeners the process of how you do lengthen the life cycle of the siding that is installed on a house and all of the exterior trim, for example.
Certainly, obviously, it's not a mystical, magical process. It's just what architects specified for years, Tim. It was architects would specify for builders, custom builders, to back prime every piece of product that was going to go up on the exterior of a home. Didn't matter if it was siding, exterior trim, fascia, soffit, porch railing, balustrade, porch flooring, to when you encapsulate it, seal it on all six sides, top, bottom, edges, and the ends, you prevent and that's done prior to it even arriving to the job site. You prevent UV degradation. Ultraviolet light never hits bare wood or bare cementitious material. And it prevents moisture infiltration. So the water can't get inside the board, which is what causes wood rot and failure. So by us simply encapsulating it, as architects would always specify back priming, we do that by running it through a machine in North Charleston. It's just a linear machine, runs just like a molder does for milling a piece of wood into a piece of crown molding or whatever. Ours just happens to coat it. So it flood applies coating to all six sides. So that board is fully encapsulated, fully wrapped. Wood products are wrapped in an oil-based primer that's done in an environmentally, ecologically, economically conscious environment where we retain our waste stream, so we are environmentally friendly. But using a solvent-based product, we can seal that board, preventing that moisture infiltration, preventing ultraviolet light from ever hitting it, thereby lengthening the board by more than four times in its useful life.
Nice. So let's use a piece of siding, for example. Everybody can visualize what a piece of siding looks like. And in the olden days, the architect would say, put a coat of paint on the back of the siding before you install it. And it sounds like they didn't even worry about trying to get the butt ends of a piece of siding coated with primer or paint. And things have evolved to the point where now Carolina Machine Finishing can, instead of just back priming that piece of siding, you folks coat, flood apply oil-based paint to that piece of siding so that it coats all six sides, top, bottom, the sides, the front, the bottom, and then the butt ends of that piece of siding, and that prevents any moisture infiltration. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Tim. And, you know, visually, if anybody's ever been to a Krispy Kreme donut and watched the donut go through that wonderfully amazing coating process where they pour that sugary coating all over that donut, we do the same thing. Doesn't taste as good, but it looks good. And so we're applying a primer, a solvent-based primer, to all six sides. We've got a waterfall that hits the backside. We coat the sides, the edges, everything in one pass, so we can do it in a fraction of the time when the architects would specify back priming. Painters had to set up sawhorses on a job site, take every piece of board, coat the backside, move it off somewhere on the job site so it could dry before they could then install it, and then paint the face and edges, hopefully. But our machine does it all in one pass. So a 16-foot piece of material is coated in just a few seconds. So we can paint an entire siding package, 3,500 square foot home. We can paint the trim, our primer, seal, encapsulate the siding, the trim, everything in less than an hour. So it's a fast process and just a better process. We are also coating it in a horizontal plane, so we're not worried about gravity pulling, you know, getting too much on there and having sag if you're trying to, a painter's trying to do that in a field. So we're doing a horizontal plane, so gravity works to our favor. So we can put four times more paint on two times more surface area for a fraction of the cost. So it's a better process, and it costs less money.
And when we built our house 16 years ago or so, we took it a step further. We work with Carolina Machine Finishing. So Carolina Machine Finishing primed all of the siding, all six sides of that siding. But then Carolina Machine Finishing also added the first coat of paint. It was called deerskin, the paint color from Sherwin-Williams. And so Carolina Machine Finishing not only primed the material, but then also added the first coat, and that all of that material was delivered to the job site, so that the paint contractor at the house only had to caulk and put one coat of paint, one top coat of paint on that siding, and just think about how much less you're going to have to pay a paint contractor for not having to put two coats of paint on that siding, only have to do one coat plus the caulking. That saved a lot of money, right, Rick?
That's exactly right, Tim. And a lot of times, just because for economic reasons, if a painter is going to put two coats on and it's a house that has raw material go up, builder just bought the material from a local lumber yard, put it on the house without running it through our process, hires a painter to put two coats on. You know, the question is, does the painter really go around the house two times, or while he's set up on that one side, does he just a little bit over apply a single coat? So it's really a coat and a half or a coat and a quarter, only applied to the face. Our process, as you did in your home, you applied that primer and then a first finish coat. So technically the board's finished in the palette, but of course it has to make that trip from the palette to the chop saw table, handled and installed. So it's going to get some nicking and dinging and dirty, but then you put that final coat on there. It just makes a superior process, doesn't cost any more money. It actually potentially saves money, and you get a product that just lasts for years. We go through neighborhoods now, like you say, your home 16 years. It's a joy for me to go through neighborhoods and see where our product's been used extensively. The Ion, IOP, Sullivan's Island, and the homes still look great, a decade later, instead of going through, the production home neighborhoods where it's a very thin coat of paint and ultraviolet light just causes it to look fatigued prematurely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we're proud to be able to sponsoring this tour of homes for custom end work, because our product does work perfectly in the industry. But it's usually the custom builders who are quality minded, looking to provide their homeowners the absolute best product on the market. And we've been proud to service those folks for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's a word, I guess two words that builders hate to hear, and that is callback. That's what is a callback, and how many callbacks has Carolina Machine Finishing experienced over the years?
That's a great question, Tim. First time I think I've been asked that by anybody. A callback is when something fails prematurely, and it obviously can happen with an appliance. It can happen with a light switch, a plumbing fixture, a piece of wood cupping warping, those type things. Problematic issues that occur after a new home's built that warrants the homeowner to call the builder with a reason to come back. So they're calling him to come back and service some component, and builders do not want to do that because there's, that's just time and money. So when they can provide a superior product up front, they reduce those callbacks, which is what a custom home owner wants. They don't want callbacks. They don't want the builder coming back. So our product does just that. And interestingly enough, Tim, I didn't look at the numbers today, but I mean, well over 10,000 jobs in the field. Mm. We coated enough material to go from Charleston, South Carolina to Los Angeles, California, back across the nation on that round trip. We enough to do that 7 times.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of material that we've coated. And in all those years, we probably have had less than a half a dozen callbacks. And our callbacks usually are not because of coating failure, but because we may have possibly put the wrong color on a time or two. But so it's we do not have callbacks with problems. Okay, we made a mistake. Yes, unfortunately, we have made a few mistakes. So somebody wanted their porch ceiling blue, and they got a green. Well, that was our fault. But that's happened less than a half a dozen times. So 6 or less times in 26 years, I think it's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me a story about maybe it was a house in Ion that the builder asked you to show up to, and you took off a piece of the siding that was showing some premature the paint was failing or something, and it turned out that the paint contractor had cut the siding and not coated the butt ends or something.
That's exactly right. So that would be, we did get a call on that, but it wasn't our issue. We got a call that some of the ends of some wood siding, and you're correct, it was in the Ion, was peeling. The paint was peeling all the way to the bare board. Of course, where's it happening? So what's happening within a foot of the end of a number of pieces of wood, and the pieces of wood were kind of beside a garage door. So it's that little short run, probably a 2-foot piece of board between a garage door jamb and the corner of a corner of the house. So, and you could see about 6 inches or so on either side, the board was peeling. It was cracking. The wood was checking, which means it's splitting at the wood grain. Of course, I knew what it was before we got there. I got there, and builders said, they had sealed every end of, after the installer cut the wood, that the installer had sealed every end to prevent moisture infiltration on that end grain. They said, so we need you to redo all this material. I was like, we'll be happy to redo it if it's our fault, but let's just pull 2 pieces off and see if it's truly sealed on the end. And of course, we popped 2 pieces off. The carpenter had cut the board into a 2-foot section, left, sometimes it was just both ends were left raw, or one end was left raw, just depending on where they took it out of a piece of wood. And those were the one, that was the board that was peeling. Those were the boards that were peeling. And unfortunately, it fell to the installer, not to Carolina Machine Finishing. Mm. And we've seen that a few times over the years where people just fail to seal the end cut of that piece of material before it goes on the house. And just for all those custom builders, installers that are listening, that's critical, because it's that piece of wood will continue to absorb moisture through that end grain, you know, for the length of the life of that piece of material there. It's just like a Fraser fir Christmas tree sitting in that bucket of water at Christmas time coming up. That tree absorbs all that moisture out of that bucket, trying to rehydrate itself. And even though that piece of material has been milled into a piece of siding or a piece of trim, it still has that same hygroscopic nature where it wants to draw moisture into itself. And it does that most through that edge grain, which is the way a tree hydrates itself in nature. So it's critically important for those end grains to be sealed.
Very good. Well, architects, this is very important for our listeners. Architects specify, and in the building industry, that's just a fancy word for it. It is a specific order to the builder to have their material at least pre-primed, and I'm sure in many cases pre-prime plus. And what's your name for that when it's pre-primed and one coat?
Yeah, if we cut prime plus a first finish coat.
Okay, prime plus one,
or prime plus one.
Gotcha. Architects order, they tell the builders it has to be this way, because they want to, they're representing the homeowner, and they don't want the homeowner to, they want as the homeowner wants as maintenance free a house as they can get. And so this is one of the ways to accomplish that is to architects. How many architects has Carolina Machine Finishing worked with over the years that specs Carolina Machine Finishing?
Again, a great question, Tim. I mean, there's probably, I can't even tell you how many architects. A list of names were rolling through my mind, and if I started calling off
dozens
names,
and dozens,
I would certainly forget some very important architects. But it on both West Ashley and the East Cooper side, it's common, and you'll see it in the specification where it must be Carolina Machine Finished, not just encapsulated, but they specify our process because our 26-year track record, many of them have toured our plant. We've done lunch and learn sessions for these architects. They know our process. They know the consistency of the product that we've produced for 26 years. So they don't want it just coated. They don't want it just pre-coated or just encapsulated. They want it Carolina Machine Finished.
Mm-hmm. And the custom builders themselves will educate the homeowners and say, listen, if the architect didn't spec it, we want you to have this because, and then as soon as they explain it to the homeowner is like, of course, yeah, do it. It's going to save money. And I'll have a longer life of those materials too.
Absolutely, and that's the builders that are featured in your tour of homes, they use our process. So it's been an exciting opportunity to watch that market grow. It has grown to such a point now that even if you pull into any of the local lumber yards, you'll see our primed product sitting on the shelves, ready to go. For the builders to fill in an order, whether it's just in a primer color at that point in time, but we can put that first finish coat on into the color choice of that end user. But every lumberyard stocks our product now. So because builders didn't want to, when they needed one or two more boards, they didn't want to wait a few days to get that. They needed to send their carpenter to the yard and pick up two more pieces of exterior crown, interior crown molding, whatever. So it's now a stock item. And it's pretty much just a mandatory thing to do in Charleston is to have your product Carolina Machine Finished.
And we've been talking all about exterior siding and exterior trim products and so forth. But when we built our house 16 years ago, Carolina Machine Finishing also pre-primed and put a gloss finish coat on the beadboard that we have inside the house on the in the ceiling and all of the interior trim and so forth. So Carolina Machine Finishing can help homeowners not just with exterior coating exterior products, but also coating interior some of the interior trim as well. So keep that in mind. And once again, thank you so much to Carolina Machine Finishing for becoming the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening Friday, January 30th. We have a limited number of tickets because we're very careful. We don't want to overwhelm any of the neighborhoods where these private homes are located that are on the tour. So for some context, we organized Charleston Home and Design Magazine organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour for about 7 years, right up until COVID. And, so we have lots of experience, organizing, home tours and they always sell out. So, this would be a great Christmas gift for anyone that's hard to buy for, get a pair of tickets to the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 until 5 p.m. You can visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com to get those tickets. And Rick, how can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can call us at our office, Tim. Tom or I would love to take their call, 843-760-0029, or they can find us on the web at CMF, stands for Carolina Machine Finishing, cmfprefinish.com.
And you can always find Carolina Machine Finishing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and we're very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor.
And now we're talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing? Thanks for having me today.
You bet. You bet. Mary, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Better by Design.
So Better by Design is a design build firm. My partner Michael and I started this about 15 years ago in Ohio, really answering the need from clients who had bad construction experiences for one reason or another. Not that it didn't turn out, but because scheduling was bad and budget was increased over time, and it was just very stressful. So we really wanted to identify a process that would be a little bit more congeal and walk our clients through and work on the schedule beforehand, before we even start, you know, opening up walls, picking out finishes so we know realistic cost numbers, and then just guiding them through the process. So we've been doing that now down here in Charleston for about 5 years. We specialize in the residential renovations and additions, and we really combine design and construction into our process. So there's one overlying responsibility for our company to pull the team together.
So Better by Design helps homeowners with the overall design of what will be renovated. Do you work with other builders, or does Better by Design do the renovation yourself?
No, we partnered. We used to do that in Ohio. We managed the whole process under our shingle. But when we came down here, we felt like we could diversify more if we started to partner with other builders. So right now we have 5 or 6 that we've been working with, and the process seems to be really good and manageable. We have passed that on. We start in our process with the computer. We put your whole house into the computer. That way we can kind of like take the roof off and we can look at the layout and the flow. And then based on the things that you're looking for your house to do for you now, then we can start to move the walls around if we need to, or open up the kitchen a little bit more for more access to the family room, those kinds of things. But we try to do two or three different solutions for our clients, narrowing it down to the final one at that point with their input, the whole process.
I was talking to a builder last week at the Buck Lumber customer appreciation lunch that they have every year. And I asked him, what's your opinion of working with designers? He said, "Oh, you know, they're great. It actually helps me with move the process along because they're giving me marching orders of what needs to be done." He said, "The only problem you run into is if a designer says, can you move this wall over here to the left?' And then they don't like it, and then they say, 'Actually, I want you to move it back over.' And that, I don't think he was serious about that, but that's...
I've heard those. Yeah. And with our process, I mean, that's really something, that we started with years ago, is being able to get that design done on paper. With our program that we use, we can also show them 3D versions of that space. Which obviously one of the questions clients came up to with us and saying, "It's not what I expected." So we try to eliminate all those gotchas because they can see it firsthand. Actual finishes can be included in there, so they really get the overall. Removing walls are great until you want it to be a room where you're watching sports or movies, and then you've got maybe three or four windows in there, and now all of a sudden you're seeing the daylight come in, and that's not going to work for you. So all of those considerations can be worked out on paper without a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Is Better by Design an interior design firm, or does Better by Design do any interior design work?
I do. I am interior design trained, and Michael is an architect trained, and joining forces was really a perfect combination. And I'll tell you why too, because in part of our process, after we've got down to that one design, we start building the construction budget with our clients. Now, we're going to be very detailed in our scope. So you see where your money's being spent. I mean, we're going to have an electrical line item, a plumbing line item. We're going to have framing. So you can see where all your, dollars are being spent. The real key for what we do is allowances. So if a contractor doesn't actually know what those finishes are going to be, he's going to put in, a decent number for different finishes, but a $3 tile for a backsplash may quickly go up to a $12 if that's what the client is buying based on just the aesthetic look of a tile. So that then creates this chain effect of now we need a change order. Now we have to, we're ordering delays, timeline for that to come in. Now you've pushed off the installer. Now so it's this whole thing. So everybody gets frustrated. Your schedule is ruined. Your budget is now falling out of whack. The client is now getting a little upset about what's happening because now it's more money they have to spend. So being able to pick out the finishes at the beginning is really important. The other aspect, not just from a budgetary standpoint, is also the construction. So if there's any special framing considerations I'm going to need for a bigger tile format, I can tell them right there in the field. They know that now. Once the drywall's up, we can't go back and change that without a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. I did a specialty floor for a pool bathroom, and it was an inch and a half thick. It was a beautiful concrete floor with some shells in it. It was gorgeous. But knowing that ahead of time, we were able to lower the floor in the bathroom because the engineered hardwood floor in the hallway that abutted that was only 3/4 inch. So you would have had a good 3/4 inch toe kick there at the door had we not been able to communicate that to the contractor ahead of time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, talk about what you would recommend to homeowners in terms of choosing the right designer.
That's a great question. To me, it really comes down to probably four items. Somebody who truly listens. Somebody who's asking a lot of questions about why you want to change. Everybody's reasoning is different. It's not just, oh, I want a more open floor plan. Our needs are different from our houses, especially down here in Charleston for some of the older homes than they were 40 years ago. So why do we need this? Why do we need that? How do you use this? Special considerations in the bathroom. I mean, we kind of get personal. We need to know some of your habits. And I had a client who had alopecia and she needed wigs. Well, she was stuffing them under her countertop in her bathroom. So let's put in a small cabinet where she can put her wigs in, right? And have her privacy and her dignity. But those are the kinds of details you want somebody you're working with to understand so that you get the right results you're looking for. Design process. How do they develop the concepts? How do they handle revisions? You know, is that going to be an extra cost? Communicating the project, how it's evolving, why they chose the room shape they did, why they made, you know, all this happen in your house based on your conversation so that they understand the process. So we do both the creative, the design part of it, but then we also get into construction side, which really keeps the design intent, the budget, and the schedule aligned. Oftentimes, these are separate entities. You have an architect, you've got an interior designer you're working with, and the contractor. Each one has their own specific scope they're working on, and they're working for you, but who's communicating that? Does the architect know what the designer is selecting? Does the builder know what the designer is picking, you know, or what the architect's implications are on a certain plan? So really being there all the time is during construction helps that process and ensures that you're going to get, you know, what you and the designer have been talking about.
Well, when it comes to working with a designer, sometimes it's challenging for a homeowner to don't know what questions to ask, and they don't know exactly what they need. And talk about Better by Design's experience with problem solving and adaptability and so forth.
Well, for 15 years, there's not much we haven't seen, I guess. what's behind the walls can be a lot different. I guess it's a process with our clients too. It's really sitting down and getting to know each other from the very beginning. And we try to give them the information that they may or may not know, so that they can ask questions. And we're always available. So, you know, for us, open communication is key. So they can call if they have any questions or they're having any doubts. We kind of keep that, our door is open for them to, because there's going to be questions along the way. But older homes, structural surprises, product delays, these are things an experienced team can anticipate and navigate through. And oftentimes, you know, maybe it's we are taking down a wall. So we're going to bring in that structural engineer to come in and give us their opinion and their, you know, bring in their experience so that we can incorporate it into making sure that it's a structurally sound project at the end of the day. And that's something most people haven't had an experience to navigate before. So we include them in every part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the last thing I would say just about the designers, like when you're interviewing designers, pay attention not only to their portfolio but also to how they communicate and make you feel. A good working relationship is just as important as the design talent. And the last part of that I would say is some designers have a specific look. My clients will often ask me, well, what's your look? And my response is always, I tailor each project to the home's architecture and the client's personality. And it basically that creates the synergy between the structure and then the people living inside it. So those are just really important aspects. You might get a beautiful designer, but it's not your architectural look. It's really not your colors. And And that's then you're never in your house and feeling comfortable. And that's kind of our goal, you know, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. That in 20 years, they're still going to say, I love the house.
Mm-hmm.
And although it's, you know, it's not a trend, but it's still classic in its assembly of the finishes.
Well, I highly recommend that homeowners that are embarking on a project that they work with an interior designer and a designer, especially a designer like Mary Gerard with Better by Design, because it's a very expensive process, and mistakes can be very expensive, and you want to avoid all those things. And you know, there's certain things that in life that you gladly outsource to others. You don't cut your own hair, for example, and you don't try to perform surgery on yourself or something silly like that. You hire a professional. And you look at some of the beautiful homes in shelter magazines like Charleston Home and Design, and just about every one of those houses had a designer involved. And
yes.
And so it doesn't happen. A good design doesn't happen by mistake. It's very intentional. And this is a bit of a warning. It's very possible that you've devoted dollars to a project. You've made those decisions. Maybe you've taken out loans, and you just assume that the outcome of the project is going to be what you hope it will be, and that's not guaranteed.
It's not. You're right.
And so a designer like Mary Gerard with Better by Design will definitely be able to help you through the entire process. And the money that you invest in Better by Design will come back to you when you go to sell your house. You're going to love living in your house. You won't have any regrets. You'll love the outcome. And ultimately, when you go to sell it, those dollars you've invested, which are hard earned, they will come back to you because of the great design. So, Mary, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Better by Design.
And you can give us a call. Our phone number is 843-718-5263. Or we have a website, and I have to just forewarn you, we're building a new one. So if you have trouble getting in, but it's betterbydesign.biz.
Betterbydesign.biz?
Yes, B-I-Z.
Okay. And you can always find Better by Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design. Thanks so much, Mary.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me today, Tim. I'm always happy to share what makes the design building process so rewarding.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.